Blog Talk Radio.
Matters of the Heart, Cut the Shock Entertainment Report, and I am Beth. My apologies for that couple minute delay of tardiness. It's good for us to utilize our landline phones when calling in, but for some reason my landline did not want to wake up this morning, so I had to wake up my Android that I like to research and read emails as the show airs. Utilize my MyTouch, and shout out to T-Mobile. Oh, right quick, so my apologies for the couple-minute delay, but I'm so super, super excited. Today's show is for mature audiences, for the mature of heart and mind of and age, because it is a hot topic, and I am just so excited to have our special guest, intimacy advisor Belinda Bostic of Houston, Texas, of Slumber Parties by Belinda. She's going to share so much valuable information with us and fun information regarding the popularity of erotic products in the industry. What are erotic books, mags, lit products, such as sex toys and the funness of role playing and just good tasteful adult entertainment? Why is that erotic industry so popular nowadays, especially with us, with we women, you know, us? So I am just so excited, and I'm not going to go on and on because I'm sure you all would like to hear what Intimacy, my longtime Facebook friend, I love networking with her. Matter of fact, I think I will probably become an Intimacy advisor myself because I seem like it's fun to talk about one of your favorite topics and to help people enhance their lives. But friend her at Facebook at Belinda Bostic, and she's going to provide you all with all the information regarding how you can contact her and learn more about loving yourself and enhancing your relationships and your marriages and so on. So without further ado, I won't go on and on. If it's your birthday today, I want to wish you a happy birthday. Today is Janet Jackson's birthday, and I know she's in one of her favorite cities today, and it's Paris. So shout out to all the Parisians, and I hope Janet is listening this morning. I'm not sure, it's probably evening time in Paris, so just shout out to all of my worldwide listeners. And be sure to call in Belinda, so she is willing and ready to answer any questions also. 714-409-0614. And also, I am in the chat room, so I'm super excited. So I'm trying to calm down my excitement. As she and I talked last night in preparation for the show, I mean, we just had an amazing telephone convo, and it was just amazing. And let's dedicate this show to National Masturbation Month. Matter of fact, May is National Masturbation Month, and she's going to talk a lot about also about loving yourself. There's not anything wrong with masturbating. So without any more rambling and talking, because many of you are probably saying, be quiet, Bethany, and get her on the air, it's my friend, intimacy advisor, Belinda Bostic. We're speaking of the popularity of the erotic industry. You all know one of my faves. Is Zane of Planet Zane. You can tweet her at Planet Zane. You can friend her at Zane Strieber. I mean, she's one of my favorites. She's the author of books like Addicted, Burn. She has Sex Chronicles from Cinemax. She has a new series that is premiering 2013 on Cinemax. One of my favorite. And you know we're going to talk about the popularity of books like the Fifty Shades trilogy, hot books like that. On The View yesterday, the ladies of The View asked President Obama if the First Lady is a supporter and a reader of erotic literature, especially the popular Fifty Shades of Grey and, you know, other books in that trilogy. But I would be quiet and stop rambling and... because we have a little time with so much to talk about. So introducing Miss Belinda Bostic of Houston, Texas, Slumber Parties by Belinda, and she's going to tell you a lot about Slumber Parties also. And here she is.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Hi, Belinda.
Hi,
good morning. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I've locked myself in the closet so kids can't hear me.
No way. Oh, they're up.
No, they're sleeping. I just want to keep it that way.
Exactly, because we're so super excited. I have to keep the tone at the right level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're in the closet. But that's one thing that you advise your customers on. Don't keep your sexuality and your thoughts of intimacy in the closet, right?
You're
kind of representing a metaphor of like, okay, I'm in the closet, but bring out enhance your intimacy.
bring it all out the closet and don't be afraid to try new things.
Yes, absolutely. As a slumber parties consultant, for any of you who don't know what slumber parties are, first of all, you're missing out. Think hottest ladies night in town, and it's all about intimacy enhancement products. So there's something for everybody. There's lingerie, lotions, potions, books, games, of course, bedroom accessories, you know, things that go buzz. But it's genuinely a fun atmosphere to learn about yourself and your sexuality and your sensuality, and that's so important. And it's also very important to do it in a fun, comfortable atmosphere. So that's what I provide to my clients.
Wow, that is just amazing. So last night you and I talked about the different reasons why slumber parties of the company that you are an intimacy advisor with and other companies and just erotic products, period, are so popular. We talked about so much. I'm really like, okay, there's so much to – where to start? I know I've said so, but honestly – There are so many good things to start. So basically what you and I discussed is that ladies really would like to learn how to love self more and better and also enhance their relationship. And therefore, what amazed me is when you told me, and you're so right because there are three positions that's on the top of my head, the popularity of I won't say the popularity, but the average adult can only name three sexual positions on the top of their head. So that tells me alone that we definitely need to enhance our sex lives. If we're solo or in a or married or in a relationship or just out there having safe sex, three positions, unbelievable. So many of us definitely need to enhance our sex lives and our life of intimacy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is why I think that the, you know, adult industry is so huge, and especially bringing in erotic literature and things like that. You know, it's just, it's a fun way to open up those lines of communication, to get some ideas or, you know, just to do a little research without actually having to, you know, have it come up on your history on Google. You know, yeah, that's one thing
Please.
You don't want everybody knowing what you're doing.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Please mention the story that you told me about your husband, amazed at your Google history when you're doing your research.
Well, for my job, Slumber Parties provides a ton of training for its consultants. You know, we have online things, we have chats. You know, we literally have a product guide that explains everything that we have so that we can pair our products with what our clients actually need. You know, not just what we want to sell them or what have you, but what they actually need and what's actually going to benefit them. So I do a lot of research just to keep myself up to date and add more to it and, you know, make sure that my parties are fun and informative. But my smartphone is sort of my go-to thing. And my husband every now and then will look at my phone and he's thinking, what the heck are you doing, Melinda? I mean, I have Google search histories for things like sexual fantasies and how to masturbate and, you know, man on top and all this other stuff. And he looks at me sometimes and he's like, what are you doing? So my poor husband, he's so sweet and he's so supportive, but every now and then he just looks at me like, okay, I get it. You're my wife, and I love you, and you do what you got to do. But he's so good to me.
So talking about product knowledge, you definitely know your products.
Oh, I definitely make it a point to know as much as I can about it because it really is important. You know, you come to these parties, and women have a great time, and a lot of the times they're drinking a little bit, which helps them relax a little bit and tell me what it is that they actually need. You know, I understand it's a sensitive topic. They don't know me usually. So they're coming into my shopping room saying, well, I've talked to you now for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and I'm about to tell you my deepest, darkest secrets. You know, and so I understand that that's a sensitive topic for a lot of women. So I try to be as knowledgeable as possible. So that way, at least when they come in, they're thinking, okay, she actually knows what she's talking about. what can I do? What do I need?
I was just telling the listeners that you actually know what you're talking about. While we're on air right now, can you provide listeners with the website so as they listen to the show, they can visit the website?
Absolutely. It's www.slumberparties, that's parties, P-A-R-T-I-E-S, by BelindaBostick.com. And that's Bostick, B-O-S-T-I-C, no K. So feel free to go online and browse. We just had some brand new products come out that I'm really excited about. We have a whole new men's line. It's called Rage, and it's exclusive to Slumber Parties. No other company has this. So, you know, you really are getting the latest and greatest in the intimacy enhancement industry, and they're fantastic products. Fantastic products.
Wow.
There's something for everybody, I promise.
Sounds great. Guys and ladies that like shopping for their guys, Rage. I mean, this is Slumber Parties is the only intimacy company that has an exclusive full-fledged men's line, and it's called Rage. I get super excited because I just love it when new products come out for men, and it's just amazing. So check it out, guys. You all listeners, please visit Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostick. com right now while we're on the air, because you won't regret it. Last night I asked you about your favorite product. Well, one of your favorites, and you told me
so many to choose from.
I know,
but in particular, we have three arousal balms, and two of them are more lotion, cream based. Type style, and then one is an essential oil, and they are all meant to help women get more aroused. And there's actually one, it's called X Cream, that men can use as well for arousal. But basically, you know, the gist of what they do, and they all go towards the erogenous zone. They can either go straight on the clitoris or right on the vaginal area. The X Cream can actually go directly on the men's testicles. But what happens when you use these is that it draws blood to the erogenous zone. So the more blood that you have in the erogenous zone, the more aroused you are, you know, especially for women, blood actually pulls in the clitoris, which actually engorges it. So the more turned on you are before you start having sex or foreplay or anything like that.
It turns me on just listening to you explain it.
Yes, I get women at parties that are like, can I talk first? I've got to go. Well, and the fun thing at my parties, you get to try everything. So I actually send women in the bathroom to try these products, and they come out and they're happy for the rest of the night.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. I want to make sure that everybody knows and loves these products, and they sell themselves. You know, I was telling you last night, if I have repeat clients that come to another friend's party or rehost or, you know, anything like that, when they've tried something, you know, because they're like, uh-uh, just circle it, get it, you'll love it, I promise. You don't even have to talk about it, Belinda, just get it. And, you know, girls go into the bathroom or take their break or whatever, and they come out and they're like, uh-huh. I make sure that I'm always fully stocked on the Nympho and the X Cream and the On, because they are great products. So, but the reason that I like them so much is that women don't work the same way as men. We tend to take longer to get turned on. Our minds just don't shut off the same way. You know, if you tell a man, okay, we're having sex tonight, you know, they're half naked on the bed and they're ready to go. But women,
okay,
you know,
and
I'm right.
3, 2, 1.
Yes, absolutely. But women, we don't shut down like that. You know, it's always, you know, did I turn off the stove? Or the kids' lunch is packed? Is everybody asleep? You know, what's going on tomorrow? Is my work finished? You know, we just take longer to shut down, which in turn makes it harder for us to be aroused. So when you have a product like X Cream or Nympho or On, or if you pair any of those together, first of all, they're instant. It's like fireworks in your panties, which is fantastic. But,
whoa!
Uh-huh. Yes. One of them gives a warming sensation. One gives a cooling sensation. And they're a little goes a long way, and they're fabulous. So, you know, you run in the bathroom, you spruce up a little bit, you put these products on, and you go in the bedroom and you think, okay, forget the kids' lunches. Everybody should be asleep because I'm ready to go. You know, which in turn just makes everything better for you and your partner. Or even if you're flying solo and you're just wanting to have a self-loving session, that helps too. You know, so those three products in particular are amazing. And, of course, I love everything in our catalog, but those three products themselves are probably my number one sellers, you know, those three put together. And I have women that buy all three because, you know, the same thing with bedroom accessories and stuff like that. You can never have just one. There's different toys, different products for different uses. So think of how many black pair of shoes you have. You know, I'm sure you have more than one.
Yes.
Of course. Different outfits, different styles, different, you know, needs. Same thing. Same thing with intimacy enhancement. So one night you may be feeling a little bit spicy, and the next night you want to cool things down. And, you know, same thing with bedroom accessories. They can range from, you know, straight clitoral stimulation to having a branch-style toy that stimulates every erogenous zone that you have. So, you know, we have a fantastic selection of products.
Wow, that sounds great. So remember, log on to slumberpartiesbybelindaboston.com right now while you're listening to the show and check out all the amazing products. And the products range from books, because last night you were telling me about the books, and that they're more of...
Yeah, we have...
They're not, okay.
Go ahead.
You can go ahead.
We have a couple of different books, and they're not like erotic literature. They're not novels, but they're actually educational tools. And, you know, we have one that's called Tickle Your Fancy, which is all about self-pleasure. So if, you know, ladies, if you've never partaken in that, which you're missing out again, grab that
ladies,
book.
You don't.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what about the book that you were telling me about, the different, I guess the different, like, areas or, like, furniture, the different ways you can have sex on furniture?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we actually have two books that really dive into that, and one of them is called Ride 'em Cowgirl, which is, like, the ultimate couples book. It's written by Sadie Allison, which Tickle Your Fancy and Tickle Your Pickle are also written by her, and she's fabulous. But we also have a book called The Complete Guide to Sexual Positions. It has over 150 different positions, but it talks about, you know, different positions that you can get into, using pillows, using chairs, using stools, you know, being on the side of the couch, what have you. It just gives you ideas on how to spice things up, but not only that, just how to get into general positions that are going to, you know, push those pleasure points for you.
Wow.
So, you know, it kind of dives into that. And the complete guide actually has two diagrams of, you know, men's genitalia and women's genitalia so that you can actually see and understand where everything is actually located in the body. You know, I think the women, you know, the reason that women like to masturbate and self-pleasure and things like that is because it's their body. They can feel it. They know. And, you know, when you have a partner, you have to be able to express yourself and tell them what it is that you want and like, because, you know, they're just feeling around in the dark. They're going off of you. They're going off your body language and your, you know, your vocals and things like that to know that they're in a good spot for you. So the more you know your own body, the better sex with a partner is going to be.
So true, so true. And speaking of self-pleasuring, you have definitely been sharing with your Facebook friends and your clients about the importance of masturbating. And please share some of the advice that you have been sharing with your friends and clients regarding masturbation, and that it's not a no-no to masturbate. It's okay.
Absolutely. And I think that masturbation, especially for women, has always been sort of looked at as taboo. You know, for men, not so much. It's sort of expected. Okay, so good for you. You know, they don't have to worry so much. But for women, it's always just been sort of looked at as taboo. And there's so many crazy ideas that people have, you know, so many myths that go around. and some of them that I posted, one of the number one myths that people hear a lot is that masturbating can cause blindness.
Wow.
It's so not true.
That definitely would be
blind.
Blind
from masturbating.
Exactly, because I know I'd definitely be blind if that was true.
Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all? I mean, and actually, that's a good point, because I heard some speakers sometimes, the authors of I Love Female Orgasm, which is also a fantastic book, but they actually came and spoke at our national training last year, and that's one of the points they talk about, and they say, you know, if masturbating caused blindness, there would be a worldwide epidemic of blindness. Plain and simple. You know, people would be walking around, they can't see anything. So that's not true. I mean, you've heard things like masturbating gives you hairy palms. Well, I tell you, I meet hundreds of women every month, and I've never met one with a hairy palm.
I was a bear.
Right. But, you know, I mean, it's just self-pleasure is really taking the time to get to know yourself and to know your body. And if you've never done it before, the best thing that I can say is to set the mood for yourself, just like you are going to be setting the mood for you and a partner. And if you aren't having sex, then turn off the lights, turn on some soft music, maybe light a candle, you know, take a hot shower, relax, and then just feel your body, you know, just enjoy yourself for a little while. You don't have to go straight for the pleasure points, you know, just ease into it. And you know, lubrication is always great, so there's no friction. You know, if you're using toys, always use a lubricant. Don't just dive into it. You know, get to know yourself. There's so many pleasure points on your body. It's not just, you know, right there in the vaginal area and things like that. You know, the breast, the skin itself is so central.
The back of the neck. Yeah, the back of your neck.
The back of your neck. Yes.
So many points.
That, you know, people forget about, especially when they're masturbating alone. But, I mean, your whole body is an erogenous zone. Your skin, you know, just touching your arm. You know, you've had that moment where somebody comes up and they brush up against your arm and you get the chills down your spine. I mean, that's what that is. You know,
wow.
Not necessarily because of them. It's because they're touching you. You know, so I think people forget about that. And, you know, women go straight for the clitoris and they think, why am I not orgasming? Or, you know, why isn't this more fun? Well, you need to get to know the rest of your body, you know, make it a whole body experience. Enjoy it. Take your time.
I also like what you shared. Another myth is regarding the use of the sex toys during masturbation, is that there's a myth that if you use sex toys during masturbation, you won't want the real thing. Can you elaborate on that?
That's a huge myth. That's a huge myth. Now, the reason I say that is because the body can't distinguish between an orgasm with a toy or an orgasm with a partner. So, you know, the endorphins are being released, everybody's happy, what have you, but the body just wants more of what that good feeling is. So whether you're having an orgasm with a toy or a partner, an orgasm is an orgasm and is an orgasm. You know, it doesn't know the difference. It's just happy you're giving it to it. So, you know, the difference between toys and partners, you know, a man's penis is meant for procreation. You know, it's not necessarily meant for pleasuring a woman in all of her pleasure points. You know, yes, it feels fantastic and having sex is great, but toys are genuinely designed with your needs in mind. So the reason that I stress to my clients that it's great to have a toy or two, you know, and they don't have to use them all the time. It's not like I tell them, buy a toy and use it every single time you have sex or masturbate. You know, that's not the case. Like I said, it's like black shoes. One night you want it and one night you don't. But, you know, 70% of women cannot orgasm by vaginal penetration alone. They need that extra stimulation. So when you're using a branch toy to masturbate, which by branch toy I mean, you know, has a shaft as if it were a penis, and then it has some kind of external stimulation, like a clitoral stimulator, anal stimulator, you know, it might be ridged or, bent a little bit to hit the G-spot. But, you know, that's a branch toy, something that has something extra. And then if you're using, you know, a clitoral stimulator while you're having sex, you're getting that extra stimulation that you need, that 70% of women need in order to orgasm.
Wow. And since we're on this subject, I think of what we discussed last night regarding that 60 to 70% men are interested in the usage of erotic products and sex toys when having sex with their mate.
I went back and I looked it up again. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found. They did a study, I think it was 2008 and 2009, so I'm sure it's changed just a little bit. But, you know, women have, it's been a popular belief that men don't like vibrators, you know, that they don't want them anywhere near the bedroom, they don't want them anywhere near them. And in this study that was done, it was, I checked out all of the stats on it, but it had over 3,000 Americans that took this poll, and 70% of men said, no, no, we're okay with that. Bring it on.
So,
there are a lot more men that are getting more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you advise your clients to be open and suggest the usage of sex toys and other aids.
And communication is so important. You know, even if you masturbate daily and you know your body so well, if you're not willing or comfortable communicating that with your partner, you're still not going to get everything out of it that you could. You know, it's still not going to be as intimate a situation as you would like it to be, because you have to communicate that one way or another, whether you do it vocally or just body language. And you know what I mean, like everything's going great and you sort of scooch to the left a little bit or scooch to the right, or you know, you arch your back or whatever, but, you know, your body language has a huge impact on that as well. So communication is absolutely key. And like I said, not everybody uses vibrators all the time or, you know, and some people don't like them, and that's okay. But just being open to the possibilities with your partners, you know, and being open to communication is really key to, you know, a healthy sex life, a healthy relationship, and intimacy in general.
That is so important, because it is. Are you listening, audience? I know you are. It definitely enhances the level of intimacy. And a point that you have brought out to me is that it not only enhances your intimate life in the bedroom, but other levels and other areas of your life also. It affects areas of life.
Absolutely. When I think of intimacy and when I talk about intimacy, you know, I don't just mean sex. I mean that connection with your partner. And, you know, when you're intimate with your partner in a sexual form, it's not just sex. There's hugging and touching and caressing and kissing and, you know, just that physical connection. But when you make those physical connections, and you're able to, you know, talk with your partner about what you're wanting and things like that on something that's so personal, then you're more likely and you're more able to speak with your partner about the everyday things. You know, you didn't do the dishes again. Okay, I'll let it go. You know, please help me out. Or, you know, I need this or I want this. Or, you know, just in general being able to talk and, you know, sex and orgasm and all that stuff, you know, it releases endorphins. It puts you in that feel-good mood. So when you're having sex or when you are intimate with your partner, and like I said, sex is not just the only thing. Even just touching releases those good feel, you know, endorphins and stuff. They've done studies where parts of your brain light up, you know, and it's the feel-good center. You know, yay, I'm happy, I feel good. And so when you have that intimate connection, even if it's just cuddling, you're more likely to keep that throughout the day and throughout the years. You know, it's a matter of intimacy, not sex, you know, just connecting, because the more you connect, the more you do so in other aspects of your life. There's less fighting, there's more willingness to see and talk to each other and want to spend time with each other, and that's incredibly important in relationships. You know, people always say, you're stressing sex too much, it's not all about the sex. No, it's not, but it's about the connection, and a lot of the times, that's one of the easiest and, I mean, obviously, one of the most fun ways to get that connection back.
Exactly, keeping the lines of communication open, and especially in dealing with intimacy. I most definitely, you as an intimacy advisor, you are definitely helping keep the divorce rate low and increasing proposals.
That's what I want to do.
Yes, so this is just amazing. This is just great news. of reasons why the erotic industry is so popular, and especially with slumber parties. It's amazing. It seemed like when looking for an intimacy company to do business with, it sounds like slumber parties is on the top of the list. Am I correct?
You really are, and I know that I may be biased because I love what I do, and I love the company and everybody that's involved with it. But we genuinely are a company of women for women. You know, our entire corporate office is run by women. You know, all of our product committees and, you know, the women who help figure out what we're going to have in our catalog and things like that, it's all women. You know, we actually have a product committee that tests all of the products that, you know, say, okay, this is great for this, or, you know, this didn't turn out so well, or what have you. And we really take our consultants and our clients, their feedback into consideration. But, you know, we are the leaders in the industry. We are. You know, we're for women. We're run by women. You know, we have an amazing selection of products. We actually have lifetime warranties on some of our toys, which you will not find that with any other company. We have the largest lingerie selection of anybody. You know, we have a lot to offer. We have a lot to offer. And for our consultants in particular, like I said earlier, you know, we have a ton of training resources at our fingertips. All of our national events, training and convention and things like that, they're all free, you know, which you don't get with a lot of other companies. There's $150 charge for this or $75 charge for this. All of our stuff is free. Everything we do is free. So slumber parties is really there to make sure that women's relationships are being enhanced and that they're able to love themselves and have confidence. And then on the business side of it, they love their consultants. They're constantly taking care of us.
That is great. It sounds like it. Wow. Oh, we have about four
more
minutes.
I'm ready to have you on my team.
And you know what? I am ready. I am a Mark Rep, which is an Avon brand, but you and I have been Facebook friends for like 3 years, and I know when we first became Facebook friends, you offered me to join your team, and you know what? I'm ready, honestly. I am ready. So we'll talk.
I bet you are.
Exactly. Well, because I like what you told me last night. I mean, you love is one of your favorite subjects, and you make money.
Absolutely. Sex and money are two of my favorite things, and I don't have to do anything illegal. I don't have to take my clothes off, and I get a girl's night out of it. So you really can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong.
Wow. That sounds great. We have about three more minutes, and I definitely would like for you to provide everyone with different forms of contacting you. Of course, your website, but you're a fun Facebook friend and filled with information also. So what other forms can listeners contact you via Facebook, and also there's a phone number where you can be reached?
Well,
I mean, provide us with something.
They can, of course, you can go to my website, and all of my contact information is on my website. You can email me from there. My phone number is on there. But my phone number is 832-877-6953. So when you are shopping, if you need help looking for something, that's part of what I do. I also consult women and help them find products that are going to suit their needs. You know, I don't want you shopping online and get it and think, oh, gosh, what the heck did I buy? So, you know, there's that. You can find me on Facebook under Belinda Bostick, and just look for the Slumber Parties by Belinda logo. My profile picture is just a picture of me. If you happen to see a picture of me and my husband, that's the wrong one. Don't click on it. But, you know, and you can email me anytime.
Yeah, the beautiful smile. Beautiful smile.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, there's so many ways to get a hold of me, and I'm one of those crazy people that walks around with my phone in my hand, so I always have it. I can hop online and help you, or, you know, email, calls, Facebook, whatever. But that's what I'm here for, and that's what I do, and that's what I love to do.
Amazing. It sounds so great. We have a couple more minutes, and I just want to thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on this morning's show. And it's been so informative and so much fun talking with you.
You're in H-Town. I have my cousin who is based in Dallas is online listening. She didn't have a comment or question, I see, but she's an author of a sexy novel called A Murderous Adventure. And so I'm sure that she's going to email me and call me, and she'll be contacting you soon. Her name is Miss Linda White Oliver. So I'm sure she'll be contacting you soon. Like, wow, you have to tell me more. But and then other listeners also, but I just wanted to acknowledge Miss Linda because she had appeared on the show a couple of times in the past couple of weeks. But there's much more that I would love to invite you back to talk about regarding many things, because I was checking out Amazon's bestsellers, top 10 list, and, of course, 50 Shades Trilogy, that's like on the top three different books. But I'm looking at the other books that are in the top 10 that are BDSM erotica novels.
Yep.
So last night we touched base on talking about how people are into bondage and S&M and so on. So I guess we should talk about that subject in the near future, role playing, and because honestly, she has products for everything, listening audience.
Yeah, I really do. We have some fun bondage items, you know, and like I said, everything is just meant to enhance your relationship and, you know, spice things up a little bit. So, but yeah, I would love to come back on at some point and talk more about erotic literature and, you know, how this is impacting women, because it's turned into a big deal, especially with the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy.
Great. Well,